Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. She responds to Luinish Masayim Yakushol Nabas Yitzchok. We're holding Boabas for Daf Yudalef. The Gemara in Yudalef brings the story of Binyamin Atzadik. He was responsible in the Kupa Shel Tzedakah and came to him a woman, a mother of seven children, who asked for him Parnaso in the time of Batsiris, a time of a famine. So the Gemara goes on to say that Binyamin Atzadik apologized to her and told her, I can't feed you, there's no more money in Kupa Shel Tzedakah. So she told him, if you're not going to feed me and my seven children will die. So he was oimed with finest mishaloi, he paid from his own money. The Gemara goes on to say that one day he was sick, he was about to die, and Malachi Asharis came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, HaMikayim nefesh echad miyisro kilu kiyem oilu male. So how can it be that Binyamin HaTzadik, who gave life to this woman and seven children, will die, and they added to him 22 years to his life? Many Pirushim were brought down over here. Why specifically 22 years? Why that number? So we'll start with the Maharal in the Siva Tzedakah Paragimel, and the Teres Chaim here, and some other before you bring, is that 22 is connected to 22 letters of the Torah. The world was created by the Torah. Stakel Boraiso, Boral, Makshbok looked at the Torah and created the world. And because of Mekayim Nefesh Echad Bisol Kilukim Oilom Mole, so every Nefesh is a full Oilom, they gave him what creates the world. He brought worlds. He created with Ma'amid worlds. So they gave him what does the world, which is 22 letters. What creates the world? What gives life to the world? The Torah, which is written with 22 letters, that's why he gets 22 years. The Vilna Goin and the Koyel Yo and Parshas Re'eh says a Gevaldic idea. The Gemara in Soito, and Avchov says, that a Soito, if she has a schus, so she doesn't die right away. And how long does a schus toilo? So the Gemara brings the sheet of a Chachamim 3 months. So says the Gro, the Cheshva is like this. The Gemara told us, Le'el, that a person who gives tzedakah to the Ani, he gets 6 brachas. Someone who's mefayas the Ani, he gets 11 brachas. Here, Binyamin HaTzadik was mefayas the Isha, told her, I don't have what to give you. That's 11 brachas. Now, if for every schus, you have 3 months. And here you have 11 brachas, which is 11 schusim. So 11 brachas times 3, it's 33 months. And now he gave life to a wife and 7 children. That's 8 people. 8 times 33, that's 264 months. That's exactly 22 years. So says the Vilna Goin Givaldik. You know why it's 22 years? It's Minduyuk. Because you have 3 months for every schus, and you have 11 schusim per person. That's exactly 22 years. Now the footnote in the Koyel Dio, and I saw this Ha'orah brought down also in the Or Toyo, the Ostrovtzer Rebbe, that the Meir, we learned earlier that if you give tzedakah it's 6, and if you're Mephias Doni it's 11, says the Toyo says together it's 17. It's not only 11. So why is the Vilna Goin saying there's only 11 schusim for Binyamin HaTzadik? Lechori, he was Mephias the Isha, and he also gave her Parnasa. So you should Lechori have 17 brachas. But Lechori, there's another question over here. What is the big mile of Binyamin HaTzadik? Comes a woman with 7 children and tells him that if you don't feed me, I'm going to die. So he gives her food. Lechori, every simple person would do that. You don't have to be Binyamin HaTzadik to be someone who gives sustenance to a woman who's about to die. And after that's the pshat. The fact that Binyamin HaTzadik provided food for the Isha, she and the 7 kids, that's not such a big thing. Anybody in that situation would do that. The chiddush is what happened before. How he tried to comfort the Isha. How to come and tell her, I'm trying my best. And there's just no money in the Kupa Shel Tzedakah. He just didn't send her, didn't let her go. And that maybe encouraged her to come and beg a little bit more. So the schus of Binyamin HaTzadik tells us that Vilna Goin wasn't the fact that he gave the tzedakah, but it was the fact that it was mefayaser. So we're talking about the 11 brachas that he gets per person. Another pshat is brought down here in the Chesef Sofer, and the Ben Yoyode brings it as well. Just to mention, Ben Yoyode has a few pshatim over here. What's the number 22? The first two pshatim that he brings has to do with the Kabbalistic gematrias that you have, the Shem Havaya. I'm bringing it here in the source sheet. It's kedai to look inside. But in the third pshat, the Ben Yoyode says a very similar pshat to the Chesef Sofer. And the Chesef Sofer says what's brought down the Gabi Kain, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Musar to Kain that he killed Hevel, he said that not only you killed your brother, also d'me achecho, d'moi v'dam zaroisov. Meaning there's a taino that not only did he kill the brother, but he killed his children too. Now, mida toiva is g'doylo mida peronos. So if mida by peronos, we say we care about the next generation, so mida toiva kolchiken. So here you have seven children. Each one was supposed to have children as well. If they would die, they wouldn't have children. What is the minimum amount that children are supposed to have? The mitzvah pir v'rivyo. What's the mitzvah pir v'rivyo? A son and a daughter. So two children per son. Two children per son is 14 children. Plus the seven sons, that's 21. Plus the isha, the mother, that is 22. Says the Chasam Sefer, says the Ben Yoyodo, these are the 22 years that B'yom HaNetzad got. Connected the 22 nefashas that he saved. The mother, the seven children, and the 14 grandchildren. Because we take into account all these generations to give him schusim, and that's the 22 years that is added to B'yom HaNetzad. There's many other perushim to explain the 22 years. I am the Sefer or Torah to the Shoftz Rebbe who brings a few explanations. And this, we just brought a few of the pshatim that we have in the sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.